some of the things for the potential audience who are not able to see the documentary. So it's a couple of questions that I'd like to ask you. And if I can record them, then we can have them like that. Hope my technical works.
You sit down. Actually, ours is not in such a truth, but we are presenting the truth as truth. We are not such a now.
Right. Well, this is what I want to. I'll put the questions in the order. The question is, the first one is, within Vedic culture, what is meant by bhakti yoga? The second one,
yes, so Vedic culture is that we are living entities, somehow or other we have fallen in this material world and encased in this body or other body. So material world means the spirit soul is wandering throughout the universe under material conditions. And the basic knowledge is to getting out of this material condition and taking again to the spiritual world. This is very important.
And bhakti,
bhakti yoga is the direct method. There are many methods recommended. Karma, Gyan, Yoga, and at last bhakti. There are different stages of the same staircase going upwards. And bhakti yoga is the topmost step.
And bhakti is a devotional surrender.
Yes. Spiritual world means there the Supreme Lord is supreme, nobody else. And all others there engaged in his service. This is spiritual. Here in the material world, everyone is trying to be master. In the spiritual world, there is no such a thing. They know the master is only God. And all others, their servants. That is the difference between material world.
I think that comes in. Second question. We were talking about that in this documentary, Search of Truth. And do you think that there are any other way to actually realize God in truth?
God can be realized through bhakti, surrender. Otherwise, humility is realized, it is partial, not complete. Bhakti is like, I have got some official servant, and I have got very confidential servant. So, but to my confidential servant, everything is disclosed. He knows everything. But official servant, he may not know everything. Therefore, bhakti is the confidential part of understanding God. Otherwise, they understand vaguely, impartially. Not sufficient. In the Bhagavad Gita, there is a part. Maya sattam na prartha yogam jnanam jalasra. Samagram, asamusayam samagram, jalasra. You can hold.
Mm.
And the first Gautam Sensa.
Sri Bhagavan Vasa, Maya Shakta Mana Parta, Yogam Yundran Mad Ashraya, Asam Shayam Samagram Mang, Yitathya Shyatsvi, Tashtrinu. Now hear, O son of Pita, Arjuna, how by practicing yoga in full consciousness of me, with mind attached to me, you can know me in full, free from doubt.
And then we can have that turn.
Bhagavad Gita, seventh chapter, third text, seventh.
Well, I think that answers all the questions I wanted before that. Mm-hmm. We'd just like to say it's very nice to meet you.
Thank you.
We're both in our own way trying to shoot ourselves.
Asamsa, these two words are important. Asamsa, without any doubt. Everyone, every religion, they have no doubtless understanding of God. Everyone has some doubt. Neither complete. That is only bhakti.
Or is this discovery of ignorance in this entire?
Any religious system, ask them what it is. But you understand by God, they will not be able to explain. Because there is not complete, not doubtless. Therefore, these two words have been in Asamsa and Samapa.
Our reading is only drawn forth a lot of conflicting answers so far. We've been reading into Hindu philosophy, and most of the answers conflict with each other.
So it's more clearly.
Well, we've been just reading mainly biographies by Swamis and Yogis, or Aurobindo, and the synthesis of yoga.
They have no yet. They are simply generally of words.
It's new for us, so I'm not
sure. Yes,
it's very strange for us. We've only been doing it for a few months.
I read Bhagavad Gita as it is.
I've got it, I am reading it. Each time I read it, I find I'm reading it better.
Our will has no clear knowledge. And which other is coming here, really?
Which read, which one did you read?
Not here.
We've started practicing that at transcendental meditation. We have found that by practicing the meditation, we have had a change in consciousness, and has led us into further inquiry. So we found that has been valuable in a certain way. And that's the only actual practice. We have been reading things like Muktananda and Kundalini Yoga and that sort of stuff. The Hatha Yoga. It's just been an inquiry of our own, which we've never done before. We've only been exposed to our own Christian scriptures. We find in Bhakti Yoga and Christianity are one similarity. They're the same. It's difficult, though, to understand our scriptures.
No, Bhagavad Gita, everything is clear, yes.
That's right. Our scriptures are interpreted, and we've been taught to interpret them a certain way. And that's very clear.
What scripture?
Well, the Bible. But we only know the Bible as we've been told it, and it's been told to us by unrealizing it. And we ended up being virtually atheistic at the time. And so that is
the Bible. What is the conception of God?
It's very unclear.
That is it. I just think. There is no clear concept.
That's right. And I think this is the reason that leads you away, leads you away from the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Because of that, there's nothing clear And everybody who has read it for us has read it with us in the play. But I would say that the finest book we have read is, by the way,
okay.